You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Alan Fitzgerald, the owner and winemaker at Fisher King Winery and the president of the Wisconsin Winery Association. Thanks for taking the time to chat today.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Great. So to start off, obviously I want to focus a bit on the Wisconsin Craft Beverage Coalition today. So if you wouldn't mind, could you talk about the role that the Winery Association is going to play in that and some of the things you'll be fighting for?
Sure. Well, at least the initial makeup of the Wisconsin Craft Beverage Coalition is comprised of three industry segments. One is the wineries of Wisconsin, the other one are the breweries, and finally the distilleries. So while there may be other groups that get brought into the mix as the coalition grows and changes, we're the three that kind of got together, and we all have an equal say-so in what the Wisconsin Craft Beverage Coalition pursues or advocates for or opines on. We all have to be kind of in agreement on it. And fortunately, between our three industry segments, there is a great deal of commonality. Besides the fact that, you know, there's a common thread of the chemistry of fermentation and things like that throughout the thing, we have a lot of similarities between our industries, and we all face some very similar challenges and technically similar threats.
Absolutely. So, I'd like you to touch on some of those threats, if you would. Obviously, the coalition is going to be playing a role providing information to people, possibly weighing in on different policy issues. What are some of those issues that are going to be most relevant for the coalition and for your industry in particular?
Right. Well, I mean, the whole reason the coalition was formed and came together is because over the years, our craft beverage businesses have been kind of the stepchild or the whipping boy of much larger, more entrenched, more well-funded organizations and, special interest groups or whatever that sought to preserve their own monopolies or position in the marketplace by influencing legislators. And we were sort of like this smaller industry that didn't really matter. A lot of that has changed. That whole playing field is completely on its ear right now. The Wisconsin Winery Association is being one member of that coalition. We've gone from just 13 permitted wineries in the year 2001 to, I think I was at a meeting with the Department of Revenue just a couple of weeks ago, and I think that it was stated that there's 135 permitted wineries in the state right now. Within the Wisconsin Winery Association, we have around 90 members. Not everyone has joined. Some of the 135 might be still opening or, whatever. They haven't quite got their act together yet. Mm-hmm. But in any event, we know that we've gone from almost no wineries in the entire state to a lot of wineries in a relatively short period of time. And you see the same thing in the Brewers Guild. I think they're up to somewhere around 140. I mean, they've got information out on that, but again, it's a similar thing. There were just a few little brew pubs around or breweries years ago, and it's really taken off, and a lot of that is being driven by market expectations. In any event, we're an industry that's rapidly changing and rapidly growing, and there's a lot of really old archaic laws on the books that are left over from right after Prohibition, post-Prohibition, when there was all these other concerns way back then in the 40s, in the 30s, laws were put into place as protections against monopolies and things like that. But now we're so far further along than that in the future, and the marketplace is changing so rapidly. And our smaller groups, which are now becoming larger, have been kind of getting kicked around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And even now as we speak, as I sit here and talk to you, there's legislative agendas and proposals and things going on at the Capitol which could potentially could wipe out our businesses completely, could devastate the brewing industry in Wisconsin, the microbrewery, the craft brewing industry, and the wineries and distilleries. And so when those types of threats start happening, from some of the same old players that have been around forever and guarding their own interests, it's time for us to get together and start standing up for ourselves and letting the public know these are some of the realities and some of the things going on.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing about some of those issues as you guys kind of dig into them. I know you're a fairly recently formed group, so it'll be good to touch base with you and hear more about that moving forward. And thanks again for taking the time to give me this perspective here on the coalition, some of the issues facing you guys, and I wish you the best of luck in your fight coming forward.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.